Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today showers with thunderstorms possible, a high near 57 degrees, breezy with southeast winds gusting as high as 31 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%, new rainfall amounts between a quarter and half inch possible. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 9 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with the temperature falling to near 53 by 10 p.m., then rising to around 60 degrees during the remainder of the night. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 75, breezy with south wind gusts as high as 34 miles per hour. Saturday showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the evening and overnight, low around 53. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and half inch possible, and on Sunday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 60. And in the news for today, Earth Day is being celebrated today, April 22nd. In Wisconsin, where the first Earth Day originated in 1970, this year marks its 52nd anniversary. The first Earth Day is credited to Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson, whose aim was to put environmental issues into the public spotlight. This year's theme, Invest in Our Planet, focuses on inspiring governments, businesses, and citizens to combat climate change. Locally, a group calling itself March 4th to Earth Day has been holding demonstrations at the Veterans Peace Park on the corner of Main Street and Terhune in downtown Viroqua each Friday at noon and has had a focus on different environmental issues. The overall theme has been the effort to stop Enbridge Line 5. The March 4th to Earth Day is a national action. There will be a rally in Milwaukee to gather the local groups into a larger demonstration under the banner of Building Unity, a statewide Indigenous-led activist group. Most of the Earth Day activities in the state will be held tomorrow, Saturday, April 23rd. And in other state news related to environmental issues, on Wednesday, Governor Tony Evers announced a clean energy plan aiming to lower energy prices, increase energy independence, and create new jobs. Some of the proposals include creating an Equity First program to ensure people disproportionately affected by climate change can benefit from clean energy, launching a pilot project to consult with tribal nations on clean energy issues, and expanding community solar power projects. One of the goals under the plan is for the state to attain 100% carbon-free electricity by 2050. The four major objectives of the plan include speeding up the implementation of clean energy technology, increasing energy efficiency, updating buildings and industry, and supporting the switch to electric vehicles. The plan also includes recommendations for clean energy workforce development. The information for this report came in part from WisPolitics. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.